A reading from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 12, verses 13 to 34. Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Man, who made me a judge or arbitrator over you?" And he said to them, "Take care and be on your guard against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." And he told them a parable, saying, "The land of a rich man produced plentifully, and he thought to himself, 'What shall I do, for I have nowhere to store my crops?' And he said, 'I will do this. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'Fool, this night your soul is required of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be?' So is the one who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." And he said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, nor about your body, what you will put on. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? If then you who are not able to do as small a thing as that, why are you so anxious about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass, which is alive in the field today and tomorrow thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink, nor be worried. For all the nations of the world seek after these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these things will be added to you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give it to the needy. Provide yourselves with money bags that do not grow old, with a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there will be your heart also." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Jaime Nava, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Yucaipa, California.
In our text, Jesus deals with covetousness by revealing that you can't take it with you. Do you fear, love, and trust in material wealth more than God? The idol of materialism is tempting, even for Christians. Do we think that winning the lotto will solve all of our problems? Or do we think that maybe our 401k will see us through the storms to come? You see, the man in Jesus' parable was already wealthy before this overabundant crop came in. He didn't consider God. He didn't consider his neighbor. His main worry was how to keep it all to himself. But who gets all this stuff when he dies? Not him. Jesus spells out the point. If you are not rich toward God, then you're coveting and being rich toward yourself. In the end, it doesn't help you at all. So what should we do? Do we sell it all? Do we give it all to the poor and then we just go become a beggar? Well, no. The point is this. Do not make material wealth into your idol. Do not fear, love, and trust in your bank account, in your house, in your car, or the lottery more than God. God has made you a steward of his wealth. Use it to love God and love your neighbor. So how do we know God will provide for us? Well, we can take comfort in the same message Jesus gave to his disciples. Jesus points them and us to look at creation. Look at the birds. They don't sow. They don't reap. God provides. Sometimes, sadly, we feel like God owes us more, as if he's not paying us enough for what we do for him. Or maybe we don't think that God's going to come through on his promises. Sometimes we're jealous of those who have way more than they need. Other times we are bitter toward those who think that they deserve what we have. Truly, we have a deeper need than just food and clothes, don't we? There's a problem of sin and selfishness that we all have. In Luke 9, Jesus sets his face toward Jerusalem. He moves closer to his death with every step. Why? Why does he go to die? He goes to take on the sin of humanity. He humbles himself in order to serve selfish sinners. He empties himself to become the worst thing God has ever seen. The Father saw your selfishness and my selfishness on Jesus. So what shall we look to? Where can we go to know that God provides for us? Well, we look beyond birds and crops. We look to Jesus. Now, you need water to survive each day. Jesus is the spring of life. In your baptism, you were buried into Christ and raised with him. That's way better than any drink. Jesus even provides himself as food in the Lord's Supper. You taste what no bird will taste. We get to taste eternal life, forgiveness of sins. No storehouse that we could ever build can contain these mercies that come from God. How do I know that God will provide your daily bread? Well, look at the birds. God provides for them. How much greater are you than the birds? And how do I know that God provides eternal life for you? Look to the sacraments. All of this God provides without any merit or worthiness in us. God has provided what you need this day in Jesus Christ. Even today, you are forgiven. Now may the peace which passes all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
We thank Pastor Jaime Nava for this meditation on God's Word.